This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Congressman Nick Langworthy, this segment. Congressman, thank you so much for getting back to us.
Oh, thanks for reaching out, Joe.
Congressman, obviously, big news last night. Your initial reaction to the strikes that President Trump directed?
Well, I don't think that this was a choice that President Trump took lightly. I mean, first off, I want to salute and honor the very brave military personnel that pulled off this stellar mission. Hundreds of troops, the planning, the precision, the fact that it took place without any leaks. I think it's just an incredible show of the fighting force that we have in this country. And we are the most lethal fighting force in the world. But, you know, President Trump, he sought a diplomatic path. Secretary Rubio worked incredibly hard to try to get Iran to respond and abandon their nuclear program. But they chose to just stay the course. And we had to eliminate that threat on the world stage. It's not just a threat to the United States. This is a regime that chants death to America every day and death to Israel. If you had a nuclear Iran, the world is an unsafe place. And, you know, the amount of American blood under Iranian fingernails historically is, I mean, this is the largest state sponsor of terror that we've known in the modern era. And to allow them a nuclear weapon would be asking for massive loss of life somewhere in the world, either to one of our allies or to the United States. So this is something, I salute the president. I think it was a courageous and bold move. He made it happen in just unflinching in his resolve in calling this play. The photo site looks to be completely obliterated by satellite images. And it was only American weaponry that could have made that happen. Israel didn't possess the armaments to destroy a laboratory 300 feet into a mountain. So I think this was a necessity in order to cripple that nuclear site. And I think the president's made it clear this morning through Secretary Rubio, this isn't about regime change. This isn't about entering a war. This was about taking sites off the table. And that's been done now. So the ball is in Iran's court. And we'll see where they go with that.
And I understand not about regime change at this moment. But like you said, I mean, this is, you know, these are people that chant death to America. If this doesn't bring them back to the negotiating table, what is the next move for the United States? Does it ever get to regime change?
Well, war exists between Israel and Iran. That's going to continue. I believe that Iran has been outed other than this nuclear program, which would have raised them into that category of nuclear states.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And they have the will, based on their radicalism, to actually use it in an offensive maneuver, unlike our Western European allies and other countries that have possessed nuclear arms for a long time but not used them. Israel, their attacks on Israel have tried to inflict maximum pain on civilian populations. But Israel has, I think, really wholesale embarrassed Iran. And this is appearing more like when Iraq was thought to have a lethal military force, and they didn't. Iran, there was a lot of speculation as to what capabilities they had in terms of military capacity. They don't seem to have much more than missiles. You know, their air force was non-existent, and Israel has very strategically and with a scalpel decapitated the military leadership of the Iranian regime. So I think as Israel continues to engage in warfare with Iran, I mean, this is a moment none of us wanted. But the fact that they were close in within sight of attaining a nuclear weapon is a moment that we could not let pass. And Israel, you know, took its right to defend itself because, let's face it, if they had a nuclear weapon, that would have been aimed at wiping Israel off the map. I mean, you know, Iran, it's really important, you know, to bring into focus the fact that the funding for October 7th, for Hamas, for Hezbollah, for the Houthis, all of the warfare that existed before Israel directly engaged with Iran was Iranian money. Iran is the state sponsor of terror. They have done so through proxy. They haven't had the courage to do it directly through their own military intervention up until recent moments. So Iran has been the aggressor in the region and in the world for a very long time.
So as Iran and Israel remain in conflict after this movement by the United States, what, to any extent, will the United States' role be in protecting Israel?
Well, I think we have a lot of assets in the region. We stand at very high alert. That's something that would always have to be the case. But the reality is the president has made it clear that we have made this move on their sites. This is we do not believe this is an act of warfare. And it is not our desire to have regime change. This is about eliminating sites. The war will continue with Iran and Israel. Israel has been very active through the night, as we're on a time differential. But this is something that we're going to watch in the days and weeks to come. The ball is in Iran's court. What will they do? Will they come to the diplomatic table? Obviously, they saw a very lethal series of weapons used against those sites. They know what our capabilities are. If they strike back, if they retaliate, if we see terrorism emerge against American holdings or Americans abroad or Americans in the United States, that will be met with force. So, you know, President Trump's got a lot on his plate, a lot of responsibility. He's got broad shoulders and certainly the courage to defend the American people. Yesterday was about defending the American people and our allies in the world and making sure a nuclear Iran is something that the world never sees.
What is your response to your colleagues on the other side of the aisle who were very quick to, many of them, not all, many of them were quick to voice their disagreement with this, and even some using the term impeachment? What's your reaction?
I think a lot of my colleagues are making asses of themselves at this point. You know, there's a time for politics and there's a time for us to stand together as Americans. And every modern president has taken military action without coming for a full-scale war declaration to Congress. Congressional leaders were briefed on what was coming. You have people that honestly have been part of what we like to call the Hamas caucus, the people that are, you know, anti-Israel, certainly shooting their mouth off about impeachable offenses. I mean, but if you look at everything from Grenada to Panama, I mean, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, I mean, Clinton in Kosovo, he didn't go to Congress for permission ahead of action. I mean, Obama had many launches without and put, you know, military strikes out there without coming to Congress. I mean, this under the War Powers Act, the president has the authority to do what's necessary in the short term. And this is not about boots on the ground. This is not about declaring a war. This was about taking sites off the table. And that's what President Trump decisively and boldly did. But, you know, there will constantly be people trying to bring politics into this situation.
Congressman, you know, how did Iran get to this point where they were so far, you know, so close to having the stuff to make a nuclear weapon? How did we get to the point where America had to act yesterday?
Well, when you go back to that disastrous Iran nuclear deal, we gave them billions of dollars of American money to basically bribe them to not do this. And lo and behold, they lied. They've been developing this site since 2012. I think it started in 2006. It was completed in 2012. They've clearly been continually working on this program. President Trump scrapped that deal. You can't trust the people of the Iranian regime. You can't trust people that say death to America. That is their ethos. That is what they stand for. They call us the great Satan. Yeah, we represent freedom that their people once enjoyed. And now, you know, their citizens live under fear and they don't step out of line because they know that they'll be killed. I mean, this is a dictatorship. You know, this is an extreme regime and they want to kill Israelis because they're Jews and they want to kill Americans because we are the beacon of freedom in the world. So, you know, they have continually built this program and we're working towards the moment where they ultimately have that nuclear weapon. And then they would have changed the entire dynamics within the Middle East. So it was a moral imperative to make sure that there's never a nuclear Iran. And I think Israel was well on its way to defeating Iran. And you know, hopefully the people of Iran take their country back from this regime. But that's for the people of Iran to decide. But ultimately, finishing this moral imperative of preventing a nuclear Iran was something President Trump helped get over the finish line last night.
Congressman Nick Langworthy, Congressman, again, thank you so much for getting back to us on such short notice, and we'll talk soon.
Pleasure. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.